A few weeks ago, I read in my book of daily quotes a quote that has stuck with me ever since, and it has sort of, and it's had a real effect on me. It's made me think quite a bit. The quote says, "Appreciation is a wonderful thing. It makes what is excellent in others belong to us as well." I thought about that quite a bit, and if you really stop and think about it, when you see good in someone and you appreciate it, it belongs to you. That's what that quote is telling us, that it belongs to us as well. And if it belongs to us and we think about it more and we nurture that thought, that appreciation, and it grows in us, then we are more likely to act on it and to try and do good in the same way that we saw someone else do it. It's a neat thing. Appreciation, I think, could also be termed the light of Christ. If we have that appreciation in our hearts, we also have the light of Christ in our hearts. And today's Feast of the Epiphany is about light, really. It's about the light that guided the three wise men to Jesus. It's about the light of Christ in us. And it's about the light of understanding. The three scripture readings today on the Feast of the Epiphany all really mesh together really well. They do so in a way that that you don't see happen very often. They don't mesh as well. Most times the first reading in the gospel mesh pretty well, sometimes the second in the gospel, but you don't see all three of them mesh that well. But they all are talking about the light of Christ within us. They're all talking about light. The first reading talks about the universality of the church. If you read in the New American Bible in the footnotes for the first reading, it specifically says it's talking about the universality of the church. And then in the second reading, Paul says that he is the steward. He has the stewardship of grace for helping people understand the mystery. The mystery has come to light, he says. The mystery is that the Gentiles, which is everybody else besides Jews, are also saved by Jesus Christ. They are co-heirs, as Paul says, in the salvation of Jesus Christ. And then in the gospel reading that we heard today, that we have the star that guided the three wise men, and the wise men themselves are Gentiles. And so we see that these Gentiles are also honoring the King, the newborn King. They're honoring Jesus Christ. I read a commentary, so I guess it's a commentary, it's an article. It was written by a man named, I think it was Father George Smiga. The name of it is The Last 6 Miles, and I think it gives a really good, tells a really good view of what the Epiphany is all about. He talked about how the three wise men, who, as I said, are Gentiles, and they're coming from the East, and they represent different nationalities, and they are traveling hundreds of miles to get to Jerusalem to see what they think is going to be a royal birth, or to witness a royal birth, because it's the King of the Jews. They are considered to be astrologers, and they are following this star, this bright star, to this royal birth. In those days, they would have probably had to walk those hundreds of miles, because the only other mode of transportation would be on the back of an animal, and I don't think they did that. I think they walked. But that doesn't matter. It's still a long journey. When they get to Jerusalem, they go directly to the palace where King Herod is, because they're expecting a royal birth. When they get there, King Herod has heard about this birth, but he doesn't know for sure where it's going to take place, except that he's heard it's going to be in Jerusalem, I mean in Bethlehem. So he tells these three kings to go to Bethlehem, and when they find out, let him know where the new baby is. Of course, he doesn't. He wants to destroy the new baby. So these three wise men travel the last 6 miles. It's 6 miles from Jerusalem to Bethlehem. And in this 6-mile journey, they are realizing that they have to adjust their expectations. Their expectations were that they were going to witness the birth of a royal king, of someone who would have power, political type power. And now they're realizing that they're going to Bethlehem, which is about, the story said it's about 1,000 people, compared to Jerusalem, which was about 100 times that size. You don't expect, especially in those days, a royal birth in a town that small. They're adjusting their expectations. They don't know exactly what they're going to encounter. And then when they arrive, they see that the baby Jesus is in a lowly setting. The story said they find him in a barn. Most things that we hear talk about him being in a stable, in a manger. Today's reading says they go into the house, but it's a lowly setting. The details aren't important. What's important is that the message of truth is told. They find him in this lowly setting, and they still, when they do that, they still honor him. They give him the gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. And what they're telling us is that when we go through life and things happen that we don't expect, and that happens to each and every one of us at some time in our lives, when our expectations aren't realized, we still have to trust that God is with us. We still have to trust that the light of Christ is in our hearts, and we have to try and do the best we can with what we encounter. So, just like the wise men, just like all the rest of us, I have a friend whose expectations changed and whose life changed. My friend's husband had problems with his kidneys, and he has had them for a few years now. And the problems with his kidneys have gotten worse and worse. And over that period of time, he's had to take drugs, he's had to see lots of doctors, he's had finally to go on dialysis, and he's been looking for someone to donate a kidney to him. A lady walked up to his wife and told her, because she knew of the situation, she knew that she was the same, she knew some of the details of the situation, and she knew she was the same blood type, and she said, "I need to donate my kidney to your husband." So when that happened, they went about trying to find out if she was a good match, not just for blood type, but if she could do it. They found out that she was overweight and that she would have to lose weight before she could do the donation. They found out that she had high cholesterol and that she would have to bring her cholesterol level down before she could donate her kidney. She expected her life. She has 4 children, one of whom still in grade school. Was going along in her life expecting that it was just going to be a nice, normal life. And then this circumstance confronted her, and she felt like she had to act. So her expectations were changed for what's going to happen in her life. She took up kickboxing to try to get in shape and to lose weight. After she'd done that for a while, her knees were giving her a lot of problems, so she couldn't do that any longer. So she went to walking and running. She did everything she was told and had to do to lower her cholesterol. She took drugs, she exercised, she was already exercising, she adjusted her diet. All this was happening in a fairly short period of time, within a year. And then they were trying to make it happen by the end of the year 2019 because of insurance. He had met a lot of his deductibles and he didn't want to face that again. Well, they weren't able to do that. So the operation is due to take place tomorrow. Maybe we can all pray for him and for her and for a good outcome. When expectations change, we have to trust that God is with us all the time. Appreciation is a wonderful thing. It makes what is excellent in others belong to us as well.